What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. For real, man. So how often do you sit back and realize, like, holy crap, I'm 31, I'm doing what I'm doing. Look at where I was, dude. Like, I'm here. How often do you do that?
Probably every day. Like, there's not a single day that goes by where I'm not thinking about this mission of, like, achieving. And it's not even like one thing in particular. And it almost goes back to, you know, I made that little example about, like, a home is like how you feel, right? Every single day, what's on my mind is not like success, money, cars. Like, it's not that type of shit, man. It's just, do I feel like I'm producing? And I think about that constantly. I am a producer, and I haven't always been that way. Like, I like to produce and create results. I'm obsessed with it. And when I'm not doing that, literally, it fucking drives me crazy. Like, I'll lose my mind. Like, and if I have a day like that, that's a bad day for me. Like, and it gets in my head and it's on my mind constantly. I'm like, okay, what do I got to do to shake this off? You know, but it's every pillar of my life. It's my health. Like, how can I think more clearly? How can I become a more optimum version of myself? In my business, it's how can I become more organized, more productive? How can I give other people more projects? How can I make more money? How can I land better clients? How can I move forward faster? How can I get a bigger office? How can I reach more people? You know, it's always something. It's, you know, now we're on a podcast and I'm thinking, okay, how can I get onto TV? And then how can I get out of a TV into a documentary? And it's everything. I'm thinking about it all the time. It never stops. And it's a blessing and a curse, you know, because it forces you to find a way to become successful. But at the same time, it kind of reduces your ability to enjoy the moment. And I'm always thinking about it. I'm almost overthinking. You know, my manager, her name is Chelsea. And, like, it's funny, like, we'll be messaging throughout the day about different content ideas and stuff. And sometimes she'll reply and she's like, I can literally sense you overthinking from here, right? So she'll message me on Slack about, and we'll be talking about something. I'm like, should we do this? Or wait a minute, should we do that? But what about this? And, well, now I'm thinking this and now about that. And she'll be like, dude, you're thinking too much. Like, just chill, simplify it, you know? So this is always on my mind. And even when you're just asking me this question, I'm sitting here overthinking your question and figuring out, you know, what is the answer to this question? And, you get what I'm saying. So it's,
I do get what you're saying,
every single day. And it's not just once a day. I mean, it's all day, every day. And it just doesn't shut off. You know, even if I'm at home, you know, I go home to relax and I'm thinking, you know, like the other night I watched American Psycho, which I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It was a really weird ass movie.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, really, I mean, it was interesting. Like, it was abstract and eclectic. So I guess it was cool for that reason, but it was a really weird ass movie. I was watching it.
Too real for me. That's very possible.
Very strange. Yeah, I agree. You know, I'm watching that movie, and as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is, like, not productive. Like, I could be watching something that is teaching me something or just much more productive. Like, why am I watching this? And then at the end of the movie, I was like, okay, I didn't even really like that movie. There's really no purpose to it. It was really weird. Like, there's nothing I gained from watching that movie. And then I felt like regret. I'm like, fuck, man, I should have watched something different. Like, why did I watch that? I could have, you know, I could have got on Prime and found a better documentary, or found a documentary, you know, about business, or a bit, or a movie or a show that's at least somewhat related to business, you know? So it never shuts off. I mean, it's all the time. And sometimes it's great and other times it's very frustrating because, yeah, I mean, and again, I wasn't always like that. I think, you know, my best explanation, like, I didn't choose to do that. I feel like I just switched addictions, you know, like, I used to be addicted to drinking and staying up late and just, like, that weird lifestyle. And the way that I got out of that was I just had, you know, I just switched addictions, you know what I mean? And I think that happens to a lot of people in a lot of ways, you know, like.
Yeah, I understand that way too well. I like to tell people that at this point I'm addicted to impact, and I actually already own those domain names, so I can turn that into a clothing line in the near future.
Nice. That's awesome, man. So you get it. You know, it's not just me. I think a lot of people experience that as well. You know, you think about somebody like Elon, and I'm not comparing myself to him, but you know, that guy's got to be obsessed. I mean, how else would you achieve 100%. What he's achieved? You know,
so he couldn't.
Yeah, man. You know, I feel like I'm just getting started. You know, some people, they look at my journey and they're like, oh, that guy made it, you know, but like, I don't feel that way, man. Like I'm hungry to continue moving forward and producing every single day. But yeah, I mean, that's my answer. I mean, you just gotta be obsessed somehow.
I love that answer, man. There's a huge amount of power in that. So you literally wrote the book on credibility, man. If you were someone starting out from the middle of nowhere, no credentials, know anything, how would you establish your credibility?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's a really loaded question too.
It really is.
What I would first recommend to somebody is you got to kind of choose your path, right? And the one thing about telling people like, oh, choose your niche is like, that's really hard to do, you know? And I know that because I've had to go through that just even as an individual figuring out like, what am I known for? You know, what do people know me for? What do I like? What do I enjoy? But that is the first step, is sitting down and thinking to yourself and writing down on a sheet of paper or typing into a notepad, just dumping out your brain and saying, this is everything that I love. And then the next step is maybe chat with a friend, somebody close to you or a family member and saying, hey, what do you think my strengths are? What do you admire about me? Or when you think about me, what comes to your mind? You know, when you are around me, what do you think makes me happiest? And then when you have all those notes down on a piece of paper, you kind of have a multiple choice quiz in front of you. And you can say, okay, well, how can I string these dots together and figure out these topics that create what I am or what I should be known for? Because it's way easier to double down on your strengths than to just try to make up some shit that you're not good at. You know, you could say, oh, well, maybe I could be, maybe I could be a YouTuber, right? Well, what am I gonna make content about? And, you know, if you never thought this to yourself or wrote down any of your ideas or talked to somebody that knows you, you might say to yourself, well, oh, I'm gonna do, maybe tutorials on Apple products are like really trending. So that's what I'm gonna do. Instead of, you know, you may do that just because it's trending and you see all these videos, they get millions of views and you say, oh, I'm gonna do that because it works. Instead of saying, oh, wow, you know, I'm actually really phenomenal at ping pong. Like I can whoop anybody's ass at ping pong. And everyone else says that about me, that like they tell all their friends like, oh, dude, you should play Mike in ping pong. He's going to crush you. I'm not a good ping pong player, by the way. I'm just making this example. Imagine if you just went with what you were already good at and that you enjoy. And that's a strength of yours. And then you say, okay, well, I'm going to make content on YouTube and teach people the basics of ping pong. And I'm going to make funny videos of me just crushing my friends in ping pong. And when they lose, they have to do some crazy, you know, dare. Like that's a funny concept for YouTube. And it's something that people would maybe enjoy watching, you know? That's a good way to kind of like identify first, which is the first step. Like, what are you going to be known for? You got to figure out what you're good at and align that with also what you enjoy. Because if you just pick some random thing that you think is going to work, you'll do it for 2 years and then realize that you hate it, you know? You'll realize that you just don't enjoy it. And you'll also find that you start chasing after likes and followers, because that's the reason you're doing something, is you're looking for credibility and recognition in a space that you don't even love, maybe. That would be my answer of the first step, is create a mind map of what do I love and what does everybody else love about me? And that's going to point you in a decent direction of who you are and what people think of you already. Now, on the contrary, you may not have people that are going to be honest with you. You may not have good people in your life. And that was kind of the situation that I was in. So the first step then is honestly just to cut off and cut away everybody around me, just to get rid of all the distractions. And then from there, start educating yourself, you know? And again, I hate to make this reference to like knowledge, you know what I mean? But that is a big part of it. I mean, when you educate yourself, that becomes your weapon. You know, like I've mentioned this several times too, but people like to say like, oh, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But that's not true. it is what you know, because what you know determines who you know. Like, for example, you're talking about being in the room with these couple billionaires you've met. If you didn't have some type of knowledge, like this podcast, for example, you know, you have the knowledge to set this up and do this, which has connected you with other individuals, and those people connect you to others and so on and so forth. That education that you have is what weaponized you to be able to connect with somebody who's making 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 figures. You know what I'm saying? So it is what you know. And when you start learning different information and you try to kind of shift the way that you think about things, that will help you meet new people. And the new people that you meet is what's going to make up your network and the people that follow you and the people that believe in you on a certain topic. And that is what's going to change the angle of your credibility. And to finish this off, to try to wrap up this answer in, you know, as short of a time frame as possible, the next piece is doing it when nobody's watching. There are so many podcast interviews that I've done like this that nobody's ever listened to because I was willing to get on a podcast interview with somebody else that didn't have any listeners, you know? And, you know, I said podcast like this one, but obviously your podcast has listeners. That's not really what I meant, but you get what I'm saying. You know, I've jumped on podcasts and have given interviews like this one. That's probably a better way to say it. You know, and have put my heart and soul into sharing what I thought and sharing my story. Maybe when I wasn't considered an expert, I just tried to be transparent and talked about what I knew. And when someone asked me a question that I didn't know an answer to, I just say, you know, to be honest, like, I don't really know. I'm not really sure. You know, I could do my best to point you in the right direction, but I don't know the answer to that question. And over time, you start to learn the answers and you share those answers through something like a podcast or through your website on a blog. And you have to be willing to do that when no one's going to read it and no one's going to listen to it, because everyone starts there, you know?
100%.
And that's kind of how I would wrap that up. I mean, those are the things you got to be willing to do.
100%, man. That's the biggest thing, is like, you have to be willing to show up even when nobody's listening. And even some of the biggest names, Gary Vee, Ryan Stuman, all of them will throw out there, like, I've heard them say it in interviews, I've heard them say it on their shows, that they started at zero too. You just got to do the damn thing.
Yep. 100%.
Awesome, man. Well, I know your time's very valuable. So if I have one canned question that I like to ask every guest that I have on the show, and that is, if you could go back and have a conversation with yourself, what would you make sure that you knew and understood?
Yeah, that's a really good question. If I could go back, and I guess your question is referring to like before I ever started any of this stuff or what?
Yeah, before you started a business or like before you like started trying to change.
If I could go back and tell myself anything, it would be to get my back against the wall sooner. Because what happened to me is I ended up having to do, I think 8 days or 10 days in jail. And it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. And the reason I had to do that was because I got caught driving on a suspended license for the fourth time in a row. But when I spent that time in jail, it cut off everything. I didn't have my phone. My friends weren't around me. I didn't have any outside influence. You know, I wasn't spending time with friends. I wasn't drinking, which was a huge part of it, you know? And it stripped away everything that I knew as my life. And if I didn't go to jail, I don't know how else that would have happened. So what I would tell myself sooner and what I would encourage myself to do is maybe take a week and get rid of your phone and go rent a cabin in the middle of the mountains somewhere and spend time by yourself for a week and figure yourself out. Start to learn a little bit more about yourself and get rid of all this bullshit that's around us in our lives. Go somewhere and think about, who are my friends? Who am I spending time with? What am I doing? Why don't I have any money? Why am I pissed off all the time? Why am I sleeping in so late? And why do I not feel like I have any energy? Why am I spending so much time on social media? What do I want to do? Are my parents proud of me? Like, isolate yourself and put yourself in a position to take risks. Most people don't do anything with their lives because they're so content where they are. Losing that job that pays, you know, $15 an hour or whatever is more scary to somebody than just taking a risk to do what they want to do. You know, I didn't have any of those luxuries. I didn't have a good job. I didn't have any of those things. So when I went into jail, it was almost like I got a fresh start on life. I was like, damn, bro, I'm not losing out on anything. I got nothing to lose. So what I would tell myself is to try to get in a position where I had nothing to lose even sooner. You know what I mean? Isolate myself, get by myself, put your back against the wall, get rid of everything, and force yourself to figure this shit out, figure something out. I wish I would have done that sooner.
That's a great answer, man. First of all, I really appreciate your time, but what is the best way for people to get in touch with you if they want to see more of you?
Yeah, great question. So luckily, you can pretty much just search my name and find me everywhere. But Instagram's a great platform to connect on. You know, find me on social media. My website is mikemetzger.com. And obviously I'll do the best that I can to point people in the right direction. I've been putting a huge focus on creating, you know, as much valuable content on TikTok as I can. You know, I think my last video got like 2.5 million views on it, over 350,000 likes on the video with thousands of comments. And there's hundreds of thousands of people that follow me on that platform. So I do put a lot of focus on it. So, you know, if people want to be a part of that community, definitely go follow me on TikTok. But you can find me at Mike Metzger everywhere.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for your time today. You brought, honestly, just so many bombs that I wasn't even prepared for it.
Well, good, man. I'm glad I've had a good time chatting with you. And I definitely appreciate you having me on.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.